Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, February 26th, goes to an Alabama wide receiver named Jerry Jeudy. Now, Jerry Jeudy is considered by some to be the best offensive player in the draft. I remember at one point, at least in the past year, they were saying he could possibly be the number one pick. I think that his stock has fallen just a little bit, but he's still good. Great, bright future ahead of him. But Jerry Jeudy has some jewelry that some people are finding offensive. See, Jerry is a young black man from guess where? Florida. Deerfield Beach, to be exact. Drop on the clues bombs for Florida. What does your Uncle Charla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and indeed all of Florida. Now, Jerry Jeudy is proof that you can take a person out of Florida, but you can't take the Florida out of the person. Because when I tell you why Jerry Jeudy is getting the credit he deserves for being stupid today, it's not because he didn't think something through. He did. Okay? He did think something through, and it's stupid. Okay? All right? It's one thing when you don't think something through and do something stupid. It's another when you give this stupidity some real thought. All right? See, Jerry Jeudy has some jewelry, and some people are not pleased by his jewelry. See, Jerry Jeudy has a charm. That's the Star of David. What is the Star of David? The Star of David is a symbol commonly associated with Judaism and the Jewish people. Jerry Jeudy, whose last name is spelled J-E-U-D-Y, also has a big-ass iced-out charm that says Jew, J-E-W. Now, automatically, if you saw this young man wearing the Star of David, you would think he practices Judaism, right? Would you? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a black Hebrew Israelite. I don't know. I would just assume clearly he practices some type of Jewish religion. All of that would make perfect sense. But Jerry Jeudy is from Florida. So, of course, it doesn't make sense. Jerry Jeudy was at the NFL Combine press conference yesterday, and he was asked about his jewelry and why he wears it, and he said this.
So, my last name, Jeudy, people sometimes call me short for Jew, like one Jew, so I just got a Jewish star. I'm not Jewish, though.
He wasn't bar mitzvahed. He doesn't fast on Yom Kippur. He probably has no idea what a kosher diet is.
Yom Kippur.
He probably has no idea what a kosher diet is. His father or mother aren't Jewish from Eritrea? Eritrea?
Eritrea.
Or Ethiopia?
I don't want to say it wrong.
He doesn't know. It's Africa. Okay? All I'm simply saying is Jerry Jeudy is rocking a Star of David, and he has a big-ass chain that says Jew because his last name is Jeudy, and people call him Jew for short. One of our producers, Daniel, is Jewish. Daniel?
Yes.
I have two questions.
Yes.
Now, I see some Jewish folks are offended by this. Is this offensive?
Personally, not to me, only because I didn't think there was any, like, malicious intent behind it.
Okay.
But I thought it was, I mean, it was really dumb. This was the Combine. So, like, this is
Don't whisper that. What did you say?
This is the Combine.
No, before that. What did you say?
Oh, it was just really dumb.
Really dumb. Okay, that was my second question. Because I think it's extremely stupid. Do you think it's stupid, too?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the donkey today is deserving.
Yes.
Okay. Listen. What do you mean at the Combine? Explain.
This is his last look before he gets drafted.
Okay.
So, he was projected to be the number one receiver. I think he fell behind to, like, the number two receiver.
Because of this?
Now. No, not because of
okay.
this. Okay. But, you know, coaches don't want to take players that could potentially cause a headache in the locker room or
Got
bring
you.
Negative attention to a team. And
Got you. Okay, so, you know, even if you don't find it offensive, it is extremely stupid. I think it's extremely stupid because your last name is spelled Jeudy, J-E-U-D-Y. People call you Jew for short. That doesn't mean go get an iced out chain made that says J-E-W, okay? Or get an iced out Star of David. I get it. But I don't get it because there's really nothing to be got. This is what I said earlier, a hood homophone, right? I pronounced it right?
Yes.
Okay, it's a hood homophone, all right? You know words that sound the same, but they're spelled different. If your name is Jeudy, J-E-U-D-Y, and they call you Jew for short, then they're really saying J-E-U, I would think, not J-E-W. So a Star of David isn't necessary in this situation. Why am I sitting here trying to explain any of this? Some donkey today's just saw themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Jerry Jeudy the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
What are you going to do without that jewelry, though? In his defense, he did tweet out, "Don't mean no disrespect to the Jewish people. I'm sorry to the people who take my chain offensive." End quote.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.